the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin la siyama baqiyyatillahi fil aradin. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif wa ja'alana min a'wani wa ansarih. We've been studying human relations as illustrated in the Quran. And alhamdulillah, we finished our study about the positive sympathetic relations. We talked about concepts like brother, like friend, like mate, like spouse, according to different notions. And now we want to enter into the discussion about separation and enmity, which is the other side of human relations. A very important part of this discussion is explained in the Quran by cognates of the root faraqa. So, inshallah, I'm going to have a survey of all these cases that show separation and in some cases also enmity. But most of the time, as we will see, inshallah, this is to refer to people who are separate, who don't share the same understanding, don't share the same objectives, the same ideals for their life. For example, in some cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks believers to be careful about separation and about division and lack of unity. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an, wa la tafarraqu." You must all hold on to this divine rope which is extended from heaven to you, and you must not be divided. We cannot accept division in Muslim ummah. Even if they don't fight each other, still it's not acceptable that they don't bother about each other. You know, there are different stages. Sometimes you don't bother about your brother in faith. You are not enemies, but you don't bother. This is not accepted. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ وَلَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمٍ. So you cannot say, we are one group of Islam, they are another group of Islam, and we don't bother about each other. This is not accepted. Let alone fighting each other, let alone killing each other, na'udhu billah, accusing each other. This is not accepted. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. If we remain divided, it means that we are going back to the period before Islam. We were enemies and Islam made us united. We were enemies and Islam made us brothers. So how can under Islam we be enemies? This is a big zulm that under the banner of Rasulullah, people are enemies for each other. And it's a great zulm that they use Islam to divide the ummah. Everyone who has love for Islam, who has love for the Prophet, must be a voice of unity. No matter how much other people respond. I always say, you know, if you work for unity, don't expect return from other people. Do your responsibility, like saying your salat. When you say your salat, do you say, I only say my salat if other people also say salat? Whether they say their salat or not, I'm not going to stop saying my salat. When you pay your zakat, or your khums, you fast, you don't make it conditional upon receiving positive response from other people. You do it because this is your responsibility. For us, working for unity of Ummah is a responsibility. Whether we receive positive response or not, we have to do it. Whether they encourage us or not, we have to do it. This is the only way to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of Islam and for this divine rope that He has extended to us. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't be divided. Even if you are not enemies, just to be divided is not acceptable, let alone you become enemies. That's very terrible. Also in chapter 42, verse 23, Allah says, أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. You must not be divided. You must establish religion and don't be divided.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater. His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide. There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear. So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
In chapter 3, verse 105, Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Do not be like the people who were divided and started fighting each other or disagreeing with each other after they received clear signs from the Lord. When there is enough guidance, when there is knowledge available, when ulama are there, when the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt are there, there is no chance for people to say, we didn't understand, we didn't have any source for understanding. This lack of unity is not acceptable. وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. They would have great punishment. I think this punishment starts right from dunya. Because the ummah which is divided starts suffering from dunya and then in akhirah. There is no chance for us to remain in a good condition when we are divided. You look at the situation of ummah today. Part of ummah is killing another part of ummah. So we don't need any external enemies. We have this problem. There are people who cannot sleep in a safe condition because of these internal problems. There are many children who are killed on their way to school or going back home. Innocent children, by whom? By some of the people from the same faith. It's not acceptable. People in the mosque are killed. People in the shrines are killed. This is not acceptable. Anyone who does this, whether he is a Sunni or Shia, is not acceptable. We have to be united and we have to try to be a voice of unity.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children generation by generation to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشدت.